Welcome back to the Morning Power Hour. It's your big homie. I'm just Chico. And today we're doing
we're back.
We're going to do a little different. As opposed to doing tips and tricks, I'm going to have my special co-host just jump on the track.
You was about to say jump on the dick. Jump
oh, my God.
Y'all heard.
We're going to talk about hit him with the horns. We're talking about carnival.
I didn't get no horn.
See, tragic. It's all right.
It's been too long. See, that's your fault.
It's my fault.
It's been too long.
My fault? Someone drug me out the house to Miami, put a costume on me, and then said it was
y'all
my fault.
Y'all saw my baby in his costume.
Yes. If you check the Instagram. What are you doing? Why are you rubbing the... Pick your microphone up and stop rubbing on it. Look, get your mic right. There we go. Put it in your mouth.
I like it right here.
No, that's not how you do it.
That's what they be doing on the...
Now, we not them. They not like us, all right? She's doing the...
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me get serious. Hi, guys. We missed you.
Yes, we missed you. We've been gone. We've been outside. We're back.
Y'all see how dark we is?
Yes. Yay. Yes. My skin loves the sun.
Y'all see us?
Yes. So we did, we played Mass and, let me get the, there we go.
Y'all know it's been a long time because y'all know.
I'm usually on point.
Killing the buttons.
I'm usually on point with the things, but
it's all right.
That's all right.
We back. We took a month hiatus.
Yes.
But we back.
We back. So, go ahead and tell me.
This was your experience. So how was your experience, baby?
Oh, it was pretty dope. It was pretty dope. We went to Juve, which everybody knows by now. That's one of my favorite things to do.
Yes.
So let me go ahead.
Juve is...
I love getting stank and dirty. Stank.
Speaking of...
They say stink and dirty. I say stank and dirty.
Stink.
No, but it was really dope. We went to Citrus, which was pretty cool, with Patrice.
Shout out to Patrice. Drink your water and mind your business.
Drink your water and mind your business. And she's been... So good is my therapist. My therapist. So shout out to you, girl. She did that though. That was pretty dope. The color coordination was
with what?
With Citrus.
Yes.
It was dope because it was like everybody had on yellow, but like they all kind of stuck together. Everybody who had orange kind of stuck together. But the color coordination was pretty dope. It was everybody who was in yellow, they kind of was coordinated orange, it was sprinkled green, blue. It was like a rainbow.
Yeah.
It was pretty dope.
Listen, I'm here for it. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yes. And then, what was the Soaker Brainwash?
Shout out to DJ Private Ryan.
Shout out to DJ Private Ryan. That was dope, even though we were dirty.
Y'all, listen.
Because it rained.
Y'all know Hurricane Milton tried to come in and destroy our weekend.
We literally left. We left the day after the hurricane and went straight to Miami.
Y'all know a little rain don't stop nothing when it comes to Miami Carnival, okay?
But it didn't rain while we were there.
Nope.
It didn't rain.
I think it may have rained once.
Barely.
For like 10 seconds.
Yeah. What was the thing we went to Friday?
So you went to Entice on Thursday.
Yeah, Entice. That's what it was.
Shout out to you, Skinny Fabulous.
Yes.
Shout out to Skinny Fabulous and Experience Nirvana.
And he was also at the
Stinkin' Dutty.
Yep. Yes.
Like most of them, they all go to each person's party just to go show love if they can.
Yeah, your boy almost passed out. Okay.
He got his first true carnival experience, y'all.
God.
His first true carnival experience, and it was amazing because guess what? He didn't pass out. Give yourself some flowers.
Yeah. My dumb ass thought that I could go out there with, I don't know, some kind of velour shorts.
First of all, that's my fault. That's my fault because
it looked breathable.
Yeah. It looked like it was breathable, but it was not. I should have told him before we went out there, like, baby, put on the shirt underneath. Cause you gonna take this off.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you know when we all get together,
it was hot.
That heat start coming together. Then we jumping up and down and
alcohol.
Alcohol.
I had a little in my system.
Okay, so just know.
But I made it though.
He made it. Okay.
I was grabbing on to everybody. Look. Everybody that was there just I was like, hey man, wait. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Just wait.
But peep this though. Please, hear me. That was night one.
Yeah, that was the first
night. He ain't have no other issues the rest of the weekend.
Good. So yeah, I was good.
We was helping other people that was passing out. Okay?
Oh no.
So we was good.
Then people got, listen, I did not get hauled off. So
okay, the ambulance did not have to come and get him. Mm-hmm. All he needed was some water. Just
need a little water. I was good.
He was good. So it was,
man, listen. The dude in the pink shirt. Listen, polo tink tink. He fell.
I wonder where he is now.
That little nigga fell in a retention pool.
Okay, he was done, y'all. He was done.
He had his face in the...
Too much rum. Listen, if I can give anybody a tip when you go to Miami, drink water.
And pace yourself.
And eat. They have those beef patties for a reason. If you don't like them... Mm-hmm. It's okay. You don't have to like them. It's not for you to taste. It's for you to soak up the alcohol so you can keep going.
Oh, yeah.
Because Carnival is not just a... Carnival isn't a one... Mm-hmm. It's not one event. It's a whole weekend. It was over 150 parties in that weekend, y'all.
Shout out to all the masqueraders.
Listen, all the masqueraders...
I'm officially a masquerader. Okay. And I just want to say, I think I did.
You did damn good. Baby. I did high five for greatness.
I think I look good.
You look good. You did good. Yeah. You was chipping good. Yeah. My feet hurt
a little bit.
Well, yeah, that's expected. But, not to the point where you said, "Well, I don't ever want to do this again."
Oh yeah, no. Hey, listen, I was kicking it with the best. I could have went harder. Just kind of.
You was taking it all in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was your first time. So.
Next year, I'm going to go hard.
I already answered my question. I was going to ask you, are you going to go again next year?
Hell yeah. I told you to listen.
Rebel Nation, you got another one.
Listen, Rebel Nation. Yes. Powerline HD.
Yes, sir.
Come on now.
Oh, and I want to say.
Shout out to
Dubla. Shout out to all of the masqueraders, especially the queens and the individuals.
Listen.
Because y'all have the hardest job out there. You hear me?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to post some pictures of some of the queens and some of the individual costumes that were just amazing, y'all.
Listen, they had these costumes that were huge. Mm-hmm. Like you had to sit in a thing and like push it and walk it, and they had wheels and shit.
If you ever get a chance, guys, look up King and Queens of Trinidad Carnival,
yes.
Miami Carnival. Excuse my congestion. I'm still congested because, you know, I had the carnival, what I call it? The carnival crud. You know, you'd be around all them people with all that paint, powder, water, mud, and everything else. But anyway.
See, I'm a smoker.
He's an alien is what he is.
I'm a smoker, so I'm used to having smoke all in my nose, so it don't really matter.
This ain't got nothing to do with smoke. This ain't got nothing to do with smoke.
I'm used to having things in my nose.
Not that.
I ain't no cokehead or nothing. Don't get it twisted now.
You said it.
I'm a smoker, so the smoke get in your nose, and you know you got the.
Oh my god! Well, no, I'm not even talking about that. I'm just saying in general, just being around all those different people, you're bound to get sick. You're bound to get some type of. So that's what I got.
A little bit.
But anyway,
she been trying to lay on me and all that shit.
That's what I do.
Trying to get me sick.
That's what I do.
Hell no. Man.
But it was. He won't get sick, y'all. Me and cousin, shout out to cousin.
We
already knew the drill. So we was ready for it. We knew we was going to get carnival crud. We expected you to get it too, but.
I mean, you know.
You didn't, so I'm glad you didn't. But I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
Yes, I had a ball.
Anybody who is looking to go next year, just know every year we say the same thing. We going to be there. Whether you come or not, we going to be there. So if you change your mind, we going to be there.
Yeah, I would highly recommend for people to go.
Yeah.
Not like you said, not even to really play mass, but to be involved in the parade.
Yeah, just to experience
it. It's fun.
Because, I mean, if we being honest, mass is not cheap. Okay.
Hell no.
If y'all want to know the price tag on our trip to Miami.
Nuh-uh. They ain't their business. You talking too much now. Because then they going to be in their pockets. Huh? Yeah.
So, yeah, just know mass not cheap.
There we go. Go research it for yourself.
There you go. There we see, go. I be trying to get y'all. Yeah,
nah. See. Okay. See, sometimes you got to gatekeep to protect your pockets.
You're right. Okay. Okay.
They don't need to know who we doing up in here.
We gonna go ahead and
yeah. Listen, we gonna take a break. We are gonna come back and continue with our discussion about Carnival because it was dope, man. It was a lot to cover. So of course I'm gonna bring it to you guys, and that's how you feel.
Right.
See, you can't keep her.
No, I'm looking for something because I found TikTok. Something on TikTok last night.
TikTok.
And my baby was busy, so I didn't want to interrupt him and show him. And I can't remember the person's name on TikTok. I have to find it because it was so funny. Have y'all ever heard of the man on TikTok? If you know what.
Well, I talked about him last time. Last time we was on. Yes, I did.
Oh,
yes,
Lord.
I did. It was 86 hands or something like that. 56.
Yep. That's 86 hands.
If you go check out 86. First, let me give a shout out. Go check out 86 hands on TikTok because it.
You going to hell? I'm just letting you know.
It's hilarious.
You're going to hell.
You're not going to hell because the intent is for he's doing it to get laughed.
That
at.
Is
so,
true. That so is you, very true.
You're giving him what he is seeking. All right. With that being said, we're gonna slide into some music. Coming up, I got Luther Vandross with Never Too Much. Keep it locked. It's the Morning Power Hour. Welcome back to the Morning Power Hour. It's your big homie. I'm just Chico. And normally, I would give you guys that intro.
A nasty ass intro.
Yeah. Where my button at? Let me get the. Wrong one. Hey. Grit walking that thing. No, this one. Yeah. That's the one I meant to push. But yeah, we're continuing our discussion about Carnival.
Oh, yes. Shout out again to all of the promoters, all of the DJs, all of the artists that are now on the Uber Soca Cruise.
Which you said we're going.
Absolutely. So next year we going to the Uber Soca Cruise right after Miami Carnival. You take a little breather for a week and then you head straight. Well. Here's the thing. They have two boats. Mm-hmm. They have boat one, which I think boat one normally comes out.
Wait. What? So you're telling me they got the one?
They got the one.
And the two.
And the two. And guess what?
But you can't have both of them.
You can have both of them. You can have both of them. And you know what? They have people who do both boats.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Because they give you a cheaper rate if you do both boats. Okay. So, but that's a long time. You're on the ship for 10 days.
Yeah.
And they're doing the same exact thing. For both ships, it's just the ice cream truck.
Oh, I heard. Listen, guys. The ice cream.
It's the ice cream truck. But anyway,
the ice cream truck is outside.
So they do the same itinerary for boat one and for boat two. Mm-hmm. So it's like if you go for both times, the only thing you stay in for is the people that's coming on the boat.
Oh, okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, me and Daisha always said we'll do it, you know. It's just a long time to be on the boat. I think I would be tired. That's like going to Hito for 10 days.
Shout out to Hito.
Okay, because guess what? Now that Miami is over.
I mean, honestly, look, if you think about it, 10 days is only 3 more days.
That's true. And you're going to be going to a different port.
Right.
So
okay, I think I could do 10 days in Hito.
Well, we definitely, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I can definitely do 10 days in Hito. Okay?
Hello,
and we'll
do a little
and we'll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shout out to my can I can I
what?
All right, guys, so look, I just want to take this time just right now to say that I'm proud of my wife and congratulations on her promotion.
Oh, shit,
yes. Yes, congratulations.
I didn't know where you was going. I thought Bing she was about bong. To give a shout out to somebody.
That's the power of radio, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah, I had to flip the script on her bitch ass.
Y'all see how you do me? That's why we be in the backyard fighting.
Congratulations, baby. I'm proud
of you. Thank you, man.
There we go.
Thank you, man.
Yes, she got promoted to mind your business.
I got promoted to a child of God.
There you go. She got promoted to the next level.
That is the highest level that
job.
I could ever be.
Okay. Yeah,
a child of God.
I, One thing I've learned and understood about social media is you give them not too much.
Yeah.
Not too much.
Just know our costumes might have a little bit more feathers
Hello.
On them next
you
year.
Know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We another the echelon, baby. You know what I'm saying? Just listen. Just know this. We're in a bracket where we don't argue.
Yeah, we don't have to argue.
We don't argue.
I just thank you for supporting me, baby.
Because yes,
you know I be having my stressful days. And I be this ain't got nothing to do with carnival. But anyway, y'all.
That is my show.
Correct.
Hello.
You're absolutely correct.
Let me hit the button on myself. Thank you, Cameron. There we go.
So with now, that being said.
Back to carnival. Yes.
We are I will say this. If you are one of those people.
This it. I swear to God, I was going to say, we all down.
Oh, my God.
But we get up.
How, sweet? How? If you're one of those people that procrastinate, such as myself. But you notice when it comes to carnival, I don't procrastinate.
I had to give her cheers for recognizing one of her faults.
Listen, I already know my flaws. Don't nobody gotta tell me by me. I know my flaws.
I was about to say bullshit.
I know my flaws. Anyway, if you are a procrastinator like me, then you need to make the decision right now if you're going to go to Miami or not.
Because if
you wait and try to procrastinate when the costumes drop, if you want to play Mass, you will not have a costume.
Yeah.
Not the costume you want.
I'm putting on big feathers next year.
Yeah, we about to do it big.
Big feathers next year.
Make sure y'all following us.
I'm doing individual.
It's about to be nice, okay?
I'm doing male individual. Y'all gonna see my big ass jumping across that stage.
He say that now, y'all. He say that now.
Crazy.
All right, so anyway.
I'm gonna do like this.
Mm-hmm, yep, like you gonna fly away.
Make me a bud so I can fly far, far away.
Oh, Lord. So y'all make sure that y'all tap in, stay tapped in.
Yes.
Because just like we did this year, this time we're going to give y'all 10 tips and tricks on getting ready for Miami Carnival.
Ooh.
Because that's one thing we haven't done yet.
Now, I'm not going to do it just
No. I'm talking about when we get closer to the time.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do 10 tips and tricks on getting ready for Carnival.
Yes.
But it's going to be before the costumes drop because that's when you should start preparing. Because y'all know Miami is not the only carnival. So every month there's a carnival somewhere else, whether it's stateside or overseas. They have another carnival every
month.
We
got to hit the Trinidad one.
Oh, we will. Trust me. That's next on the list.
I heard.
But you have to plan for Trinidad in February.
Oh, Jesus.
Because it's in February. So you have to plan the February before.
Okay.
To get to the following one. So this year, if you want to go for 2026, then we can plan. But
there we go.
Just know, guys, that it's definitely worth it. You know, when you do start doing your research and you see how expensive it is, just know it's not just for the costumes.
It's for everything.
It's for the experience. You're going to get way more than just costumes.
Yeah.
So don't worry. We're going to have a whole little segment about it. Y'all make sure y'all stay tapped in because we have several people that tell us all the time, oh, I want to go. But then when they see the price, they're like, oh, no, I don't want to go. But if you plan appropriately and if you give yourself enough time to put a little $10 to the side here, a little $20 to the side there, you'll have enough to get you a full costume and then some for Miami Carnival. So y'all stick with us. We got y'all.
Set aside $100 a month.
You asking for a bit much.
Nah. People make do with people. People will find a way if it's something they want to do.
Now start small. Start with $20. Start with a McDonald's meal.
Hell no.
Y'all don't need to be eating that anymore.
$100, man.
They had a recall on the Big Macs.
Oh, ew, yeah.
I mean, on the quarter pounders.
Damn.
I mean, on the meat. Exactly.
Is that meat? Bruh, come on now. Wait, where's my little... Yeah.
Exactly.
Get your shit together now.
Okay, all right. Please do.
You gotta, don't you? Oh, yeah. Your little miss song.
Yeah, let's go ahead.
We're gonna take a break, go pay some bills. We got, Janelle Monae.
We floating, y'all.
We float. Yes.
Carnival was a success, so now we just gonna float on into 2025. Y'all better stick with us.
Let's get it.
We got some good stuff coming up for y'all these last 2 months.
We gotta
think
of a phrase for 25.
Okay. We gonna play 21 questions when we get back, y'all.
25. Oh, we are? Yeah. Yay!
We gonna play 21 questions.
I got Janelle Monae with Float coming up. Keep it locked. It's the Morning Power Hour. Welcome back to the Morning Power Hour. That was Janelle Monae with Float. shout out. There we go.
Shout out to you, Janelle Monae, girl. Because that song will always be a classic.
It will be.
Ladies, forever. If you need a motivational song for the morning, that's it.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Now, it's time for 21 questions.
Y'all, we getting spicy.
Yeah, we're going to get spicy with it. Let me hit him with the. Yeah.
In honor of Bedroom Candy, we gonna get Bedroom spicy.
Bedroom Candy Edition.
Okay, baby. Yeah. You ready for the first question?
Let's get it.
All right. The average duration of sex for most couples is around 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. How long do you think we last?
Six. No, I'm going to say about 10.
Yeah, I would say 10.
Good 10, 12, 15.
You got to include foreplay.
Yeah.
And the afterplay.
Yeah. Afterplay.
Yeah, catching our breaths because we're old.
Yeah.
Okay.
10 high fives.
Damn.
Did you already?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Because I want to see your face when you read this.
See, no, you can't read it before I read it. That's cheating. All right. Should we explore the idea of incorporating smut books into foreplay?
What is a smut book?
Ew.
What is that?
You don't know what smut?
No.
So smut is like, it's some dark twisted shit. Like,
really?
Like killing type shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah, smut porn. Look it up.
Why do you spell that?
S-M-U-T.
Why would they have that kind of question?
That's white people shit.
Oh my God. Hold on, y'all. That's a kink that I don't want to know nothing about. S-M-U-T.
As she looks it up on the internet. Mm-hmm.
What is
smut porn.
It's pornographic or indecent. Wait.
Mm-hmm. Yep, don't worry.
It don't really say, but I'm glad it don't really say. Oh, smut porn is a type of murder porn.
Yes,
what?
Yes, right there.
Oh, my God.
I'm good with that.
Hell no.
All right, your turn.
That's what y'all be.
White people shit.
Ew.
Yeah, no, anyway. I'm good on that.
Ugh.
Good on that.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go.
Next question.
Let's get it.
Y'all are weird. That should not even be a thing. But anyway, y'all don't even look that up, please.
They haven't been. They got it in movies.
Are you serious?
I guarantee you, if you go back to some of them murder movies you be watching, and it'll have it in there.
Wow,
those murder mystery movies. It's in there.
Oh, wow, y'all is nasty. Anyway, I don't yuck nobody's yum, but damn,
that is not
that
a yum.
Anyway, moving on. What can I do outside of the bedroom to enhance your experience inside of it?
What
can I do outside of the bedroom?
Outside of the bedroom.
To enhance your experience inside of the bedroom.
Let me see. Oh. I would say...
Go ahead and answer your question.
You can't be looking at the question, man.
I have to, because some of those questions we are not doing.
Look, you just is my show.
I wish I would have known smut something was on.
Man, listen, we do it how we do it, all right? But to answer the question, I would say, well, I guess lingerie, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe a little.
I can do that.
Maybe a little. Because I like the way I'll tell you this. Mm-hmm. When you put clothes on, I like the way your clothes accentuate your body.
Oh.
Like when you put your jeans on, the jeans, they're tight.
And those jeans.
When the jeans are tight at the ankle.
Oh, you like them ankle boppers?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Okay. Here we go. My turn.
My germs. I can't wait.
Oh, God.
I wonder what it says.
Let's see.
Bing bong.
Okay. Does the idea? So wait, am I reading this to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is my question.
This is the question that goes to you. See, that she's cheating, y'all. Now she get to prepare her answer.
I'm not prepared. I would have been able to answer this at the drop of a dime in T-Way.
Whatever. Does the idea of partner swapping make you feel jealous, turned on, or both?
Turned on. Bing, bong.
You hear that, y'all?
Unjudge me and judge your mammy.
Yeah. Ooh, that's because, listen. We're part
don't
of
worry.
That.
We gonna have a part whole of that life, conversation about the lifestyle. Yeah. And you guys are welcome to join because I know you guys have so many questions and we have so many answers because
Best kept secret
is a lifestyle society. Okay, Big Monk.
Come on.
We'll do two more, and
baby, it is 21 questions. We ain't did, but
we've been taking a lot of time on.
It doesn't matter.
So, okay,
it doesn't matter.
What do you think our sex life will be like in 20 years?
In 20 years, let's see. In 20 years, I'll be what, 65?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's still gonna be kicking because you're gonna be 6 years younger than me, so you'll still be in your 50s. Mm. I'm
gonna be like VG.
It's gonna be right because you're going. It's gonna be like after menopause.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying,
y'all. So, I'm gonna be busting this thing wide open.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna be like, you know what, baby? Just what's the nigga name? Look, go call Fred. We gonna go to Hito.
You gonna be in the little blue pill? You gonna do the little blue pill?
I'm gonna be at the pool by the bar. Mm-mm. Okay, I'm gonna be flirting with the little dancer girl. Come here, baby.
How you gonna flirt with her, but they ain't gonna give me none?
You gonna go with Fred?
Oh yeah, Uncle Willie, you just gonna pop on out?
I was sitting on the couch. Let me tell you how it's gonna go down, okay? Because I've been there before and I'm there right now.
Oh,
see,
Lord.
You're going to go. I'm going to call a little young man right there. He's going to be about half the age of you, so he's going to be about 35. And he's still going to be a grown man because you're going to be 56. That's what. So now, then what's going to happen then? He's going to beat your back in, and I'll have free time to just sit and get high and not talk to nobody. I can sit with my own thoughts and then look at some butt. You know they're going to be dancing on the stage.
I do.
See that I'm talking about right there. This is what's going to happen. You're going to go and get your back broke out. We're going to go back home and call the medical doctor to look at your hip.
Okay. Because
your hip going to get tossed out of place. Okay? That's what's going to happen right there.
I'm with it. So y'all make sure y'all following us in 20 years so y'all can see how our sex life turned out, okay?
There we go.
Next question.
Is it my turn or your turn?
It's your turn.
Okay, I read it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because you already looked at it.
I didn't. I just swiped it and put it there.
Okay, here we go. What types of foreplay get you really turned on?
Well, I like when you be bleep, 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 bleep. On the melons. And when you be bleep, bleep,
bleep. When I do the
on my lips.
Down low. Yeah.
And I like when you do
that. I like my kisses down low. And my arms my back. Something. I don't know the words to that song.
It's okay. We know.
But shout out to Kelly Rowland. Yeah, shout out ass. To you.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And also when you on my neck.
Oh, you like that?
And the kisses on my lips.
The top lips.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that passionate shit. Stuff.
Okay. All right. Okay, now it's your turn. I didn't look at it. Okay. Is this how many questions we got?
Well, this is the last one.
This is the last one. Okay. This is the last one, guys.
And this is the good one,
too. Oh, my God. There we go.
Between the two of us, who do you think is freakier?
Me. Definitely me.
What? You answered that way too fast.
I am the freak.
Y'all believe that?
I am the Pisces.
Aries. Okay.
No, listen. Here we go. Ready. It's a difference in just you. We're gonna be explicit real quick. I might beep this out, and I might not.
Beep.
Here's the difference. You just like to fuck. Okay.
Oh my God.
Me.
Oh my God.
Me.
How dare you?
I like to.
I am a child of the cloth.
I like to explore, especially when we're in.
You don't think Aries like to explore?
No, y'all are Chargers. Y'all are Chargers. LA, the LA Rams. Hello, y'all charge. Just charge. Head straight. Boom. That's what y'all do. I'm the Pisces.
You like to get to the point.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the Pisces. I like to swim around a little
bit. Well, teach me something, Pisces. Teach
hey, man,
me something.
All you got to do is lay back and let me do my thing. Something. You know what I'm saying? Stop trying to take charge. Like, damn.
So, with that being said.
Yeah.
Y'all know we got some bedroom candy stuff to talk about.
Yes.
Before we go, I want to let you guys know that we're going to be having a virtual game night.
Bing bong.
And it's going to be a spicy virtual game night.
Yes.
So if you guys want more information, hit up I'm Just Chico or hit me up and we'll give you all the information. It's November 21st.
Where did I hit you up at?
Oh, you're going to hit me up on Instagram at Mrs. Wyatt to you or Boo Nikki Wyatt. Or you're going to hit I'm Just Chico underscore CLVD.
Bing bong.
Or what's your name on Facebook?
Shamar Wyatt.
Shamar Wyatt. Who's that guy?
Yep. There you go. That's so, the, you know, Facebook is for the oldies, yeah, the old heads.
I love Facebook. I don't ever want to go away from Facebook.
I'm telling you.
If they bring MySpace back, I'll go back to that.
What? I swear.
If they bring back Black Planet.
Black
I'll
Planet.
Go back
I'll go
to
back
that.
To Black Planet. I definitely would.
So definitely make sure y'all tapped in with us. We got a lot to talk about. We got a lot of good stuff coming up. We might have a surprise coming up for y'all in the next month or so.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll definitely let y'all know what's going on. No, I'm not pregnant, so get that out your goddamn head. On that note, we're going to go ahead and slide
right on into the mid-morning power mix
right
here
on Global R&B 96. You forgot where you was at? You forgot? See, it's been too long, y'all.
I know.
It's been too long.
I got it. Okay, go ahead.
You got it. You got to kill him.
We're going to slide right on into the mid-morning power mix right here on Global R&B 96.3.
Let's go.
That was The Rewind. Thank you for pulling up on me. Make sure you catch me every Monday and Tuesday morning from 10 to 12 right here only on Global R&B 96.3, your number one source for R&B. Let's go.
Yo, DJ.
Are you done mixing yet?
Your DJ has only just begun.